This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution here. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time you're involved and engaged. It makes a world of difference to the process as a whole. All right. I talked about this in the last hour, and I'm excited about it for a lot of reasons. Because it's everything, and I mean everything, that the left hates in a prime minister, well, anybody in power, really. Right? So, Italy has a new prime minister. It's Giorgia Meloni. And, you know, you've never heard a politician explain what we're up against, why we fight. This woman is all over. Now, I may have to translate it, because I know you don't all speak Italian. But I am going to play it. I want you to hear her. All right? And the speech, it's just fascinating.
Potrei farne tante altre di queste domande. A monte c'è quella che ci fa...
I'm sorry. She said, this is what we're doing. This is what we are doing. Here, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do what they do in the big
news. Perché la famiglia è un nemico?
In the background. Why is the family an enemy? Why is the family so frightening?
C'è una risposta unica per tutte
There's
queste
a single
domande.
Answer to all these questions.
Perché ci definisce? Perché
because
la nostra
it defines
identità.
Us. Because it's
perché
our identity.
Che ci
because everything that defines us is now an enemy.
Per chi vorrebbe che
For
non
those who would like us to no longer have an identity.
She said
it would simply be perfect consumer slaves.
E allora è sotto attacco l'identità nazionale.
And they attack national identity. They attack religious identity.
È sotto attacco l'identità.
They attack gender identity.
È sotto attacco l'identità familiare. Non devo potermi definire.
I can't define myself as an Italian Christian woman, mother. No,
nonna, madre,
oh, no.
Io devo essere cittadino.
I must be a citizen
X, genitore 1, genitore 2, devo essere un numero.
I must be a number.
Perché quando
sarò
solamente un numero,
only a number, I no longer have an identity. I no longer have roots.
Lo schiavo.
Then I'll be the perfect slave at the mercy of the financial speculators.
Il consumatore.
The perfect consumer. These people are applauding her big time.
E questa è la ragione per la quale?
That's the reason why.
Questa è la ragione per la quale.
That's why we inspire so much fear. That's why this event inspires so much fear in these people.
Perché noi non vogliamo essere
dei numeri. Noi non siamo dei numeri.
Noi difenderemo il valore della persona umana.
Every single human being, because each of us has a unique genetic code that is
irreplaceable.
And like it or not, that is sacred. We will defend it. We will defend God, country, and family. Those things that disgust people so much. We will do it to defend our freedom. We will never be slaves, simple consumers, to the mercy of financial speculators. This is our mission. This is why I came here today, she said.
Chesterton, ormai più di un secolo
Chesterton
fa.
Wrote more than a century
Vediamo
ago.
Se ve lo trovo.
Let me see, I lost it. It's here somewhere.
Fuochi verranno attizzati per dimostrare che due più due fa quattro.
Fires will be kindled to testify that two and two, make
spade,
stones will be drawn to prove that leaves are green in the summer. Swords will be
obviously.
The time
signori.
Has arrived.
Siamo
we're
pronti.
Ready.
Grazie.
Thank you. I appreciate your attention. The woman was all over this. And she's so... This scares them. The word nationalism scares them. God and country scares them. I still don't know why. See, you're not a white supremacist or... You know, I find it interesting. There are so many, you know, black folks that I know that are true patriots. They love this country. They have no problem with the blue line flag. All right? They have no problem with the Gadsden flag. Now, some people on the far left will say that's because they're ignorant or they're sold out or I can tell you some other words. You know, I got to tell you something. I used to go to a predominantly black church. And when I say a predominantly black church, let's put it this way. The church had a membership of 6,000 or 7,000 people. When you walked in that church on a Sunday morning, I was very easy to find. How's that? Does that drive it home? All right. And many that I knew there were staunch conservatives. There were liberals there. There were people of all walks of life there. Can't say all colors because that's not totally true. Large Hispanic population. Overwhelmingly black. But I mean, listen. Why are they berating their own? Because their own doesn't share their opinion. Why do they do that? They do that with women, too. They berate the women that aren't, you know, just pro-abortion all the way, 100% anytime. And you've heard they've come out and say it. For you Christian Democrats, I don't get this. They have come out and say that if you're pro-life, basically pro-God, if you're pro-life, you have no place in the Democrat Party. Absolutely none. Let that sink in. They don't want you. You talk about true fascism. They don't want you unless you think like they do. You have no business playing with them in any way, shape, manner, or form unless you think exactly like they do. Right? I mean, those are eye-twitching words for people on the far left. God, family, country. Right? The Bible says that demons tremble at the name of Jesus. And I fantasize, well, I won't say fantasize, but I think in my head sometimes I walk into the room just going, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So I'm thinking of all these little demons trembling. Right? The left trembles at God, family, country. That's sad. Be back in a few. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That way there, you're not part of the problem. Right? I just truly, truly, truly appreciate the time you're spending with me. God, you know, that's so true. Somebody just put it up to Halloween. It's like next month. 30 days away. You know, I don't have to come to your house. You can always send me the candy. I don't mind. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just get involved. Get involved. Get informed. Know what you're saying. Know what you're doing. Know how to make a change. Right? Really simple. God bless. I hate the way computers, they move so slow. But we've all, again, let me get back to what's going on there in Italy. This was it. Somebody just sent me a link that people are boycotting Domino's because of the Italian election. I don't buy that for a minute. I know I'm getting in trouble for this, but I haven't had a Domino's pizza since I tasted the plastic topping a while back, a long time ago. Yeah, there was nothing about that. Nothing about that was quite exciting. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time. They're boycotting Domino's. No. But that kind of shows you, from an electrician an election standpoint, electrician, yeah, okay, whatever. From an electrician standpoint, election standpoint, where we've come to. We're not people that anyone that know how to lose. We're not people who really understand the process anymore. If you don't get what you want, then they've slighted you. But take heed. If you're running for office and you're listening, remember, Italy, really, one of the most liberal places on the planet, for God's sakes. And yet the prime minister they just chose, overwhelmingly chose, it's all about God, country. No, I don't get it. I don't get what the problem is. The left is losing their mind over it. They don't see this as a good thing. They don't see it as a positive thing. And it's too bad. Because you can't take it. We can't help anybody else. Look at, how do you think we're sending these $1 billion over to other countries for them to survive or give them help or what have you? Some of it, yeah, not so much. But when you look at this, we're sending it there because of the prosperity of this country. We're not sending it there for any other reason. We want to help people out, right? We want people to be able to come back from, you know, these disasters that happen. We're a giving country, always have been. We're one of the first that shows up for help. And yet some of those people, they want to talk about how much they hate us. It's just amazing to me. And the cancel culture, why are we letting them get away with this? I don't need a Domino's anyway, but if you do and you are, make it a point to reach out a few more times in the week or what have you. Make it a point so that you let them know they can cancel all they want to. We're going to support. Don't let them win. You cannot let them win. And again, I'm on it anyway. So these are the things that drive them crazy about her. If you just joined us, we're talking about the new Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni. She's opposed to immigration, but here's the deal. This is the way they put it. She's not opposed to immigration. What she wants to do is get her country back on its feet again. Right? She wants to stop, or she's going to beef up the naval blockades in the Mediterranean to stop all the illegal immigrants coming in from North Africa. It's not that big of a stretch there. She said, what's important now? Again, she talked about all this in her campaign. So it's not like nobody knew what she was going to do. They knew exactly what she was going to do. Now, the left is saying she has a very Trumpian approach. Boy, I've never heard that before, right? She has a very Trumpian approach with this kind of point of view, with this way of thinking. Now, she's spending a whole bunch of energy, they say, to push away the fascism label. You know, think about who the real fascists are. Who's really pushing you to do something you shouldn't be doing? Or something that you don't want to do. That's fascism. When they tell you what to do, how to do, when to do, and where to do. And you better think like they think or else. Right? But one of the comments that she made that drives the point home, and at a recent event, she was yelling about the years of shame many have felt for holding what she calls anti-woke opinions. If you believe in a man and a woman, if you believe there's only two genders, I've said it years ago, the left keeps trying to shame you. They shame you into believing that all whites are supremacists, all whites are racist. It's not true. It's a lie. And you can't let them get away with it. You can't look at them and say, yeah, I'm sorry you feel that way. You know what? I don't know why you feel that way. You know me. You know what I'm about. What have I done that's racist? What true racism, not what you make up as you go. Right? She said she had a dream of a nation which people who have had to put their heads down for so many years can now say what they think and not lose their jobs. Tells me she's thinking about putting legislation in place that will save people's jobs for simply opening, you know, if they're fired, for simply opening their mouth and giving their opinion. Right? Now, the left is saying she's a conservative, but she's in moderate clothes. She sold herself as a moderate. No, she didn't. You should hear her speeches. Unless people weren't listening. Right? Some Italians fear a Meloni-led government would move to outlaw abortion. Been legal in Italy since 1978. She said she wouldn't. I mean, did the same thing with me. When I got elected to office, they were like, oh, my God, he's going to bring prayer back to school, and he's going to do this. He's going to try to make everybody a Christian. It's like, whatever. If that's your way of scaring people, go for it. In the past, she's talking about taking Italy out of the common currency. Like the Brits, she wants her own lira back. She wants the nation back. Joe, senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Florida is preparing for a direct hit from Hurricane Ian. The Tampa Bay area appears to be the most likely target. Evacuation orders are in place. NASA spacecraft DART hit a harmless asteroid at 14,000 miles per hour as intended. It was a dress rehearsal for killer rocks that are actually heading for Earth. 17 people are dead, including 11 children. In the school shooting in Russia, the gunman killed himself after the attack, which also saw 24 wounded, the vast majority of them children. On Wall Street, the Dow plunged nearly 330 points, or just over a percent. The Nasdaq fell 65 points. The S&P 500 was off 38. No more Pro Bowl as we know it. It's going to be called the Pro Bowl Games now, which will feature a flag football game. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And I mean, be part of the solution. Okay? Really that simple. Ain't that hard to figure out. So, got a lot of stories I want to try to truck through here as we're working on them. I love all the information around the Italian Prime Minister. And you can tell big time. I mean, big time. You can tell who the lefties are and who the more conservative are. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Liz Cheney told the Texas Tribune at an event she was at, "I'm going to make sure that Donald Trump and I are going to do everything I can do to make sure he will not be nominee. And if he is, I won't be a Republican." Now think about this. She's on that January 6th committee. She has no business saying this right now. "I'm going to do everything I can." Does that mean she's going to sway the vote? Right? When asked if she would campaign for Democrats, she said, "Oh yeah, I will." Isn't that good? Her good, solid Republican, isn't she? Now she just lost her bid for re-election a few weeks back, right? She was censured by the Wyoming her people. She was censured by the Wyoming GOP and the RNC, and she doesn't care. And she thinks that she's popular enough to be elected. Is she for real? Cheney continued telling the crowd that she'd campaign against the Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate, Carrie Lake, because of her concerns about election integrity. And what? So she's going to go against Carrie Lake because of like the fact that Lake is questioning the integrity of the election based on machines that have been known to have issues. Interesting. Because really, she wants, she's pitching a little fit. Right? Representative Thomas Massie tweeted in 2020 when Liz Cheney was the GOP House Conference Chair. She backed my primary opponent. I won that race by 81%. So it's cool. You know, we want these people to come out and talk about who they're backing. No, really. I want to know who you're backing so I know who not to back. Who I can look and go, yeah, you know what? I always thought that person when it was going down that road. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, back to the Italian Prime Minister. I know, I go off on these tangents. I'm sorry. So the left is calling her a conservative and moderate closing, like, ooh, she fooled us. No, she's not. She talked about all this stuff on the trail, on the campaign trail. Look, people are tired of it. They want their countries back. They want their culture back. Here's a unique, I don't care whether you're Spanish, Italian, French, whatever it is, you are Russian. You have a history. You have a culture. You have tradition that's worth keeping. You know, even the money means something. I'm not talking about the cost of or value of. I'm talking about it from a standpoint of the, you know, character, the history behind the money, the pictures that are on the money, how it was carved or engraved, if you would. Right? Why would you want to lose that culture? You know, they joined the EU because it was going to make it easier to trade, easier to do certain things. Right? The left is saying, well, if she leaves the European Union, or she says she's going to leave the Union, but she's going to still work with the EU, how can she be trusted to manage the $200 billion euros that Italy has received during the European Pandemic Recovery Fund? Well, where did that money come to begin with? Who did it come from? How did they get it? So on Thursday, when the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen warned that there could be consequences for Italy, the EU's third largest economy, if it moves in an anti-democratic direction after the election. Well, who dictates? No, really, who dictates what that is or what it means? She's also gone on to say that she has no plans to go soft on Russia. She supported Ukraine since the war broke out in February. But one of her coalition partners, Italy's former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, has a long friendship with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He appeared on an Italian talk show saying that Putin invaded Ukraine to put decent people in power. Yeah, it's not his job. Even if that's true, it's the UN's job to do that, not his. And if Ukraine wasn't a member of the UN, then it should have reached out for help. Period. Her opponent, Prime Minister, or former Prime Minister, Enrico Letta, the head of Italy's center-left Democratic Party, has repeatedly said on the campaign trail, if the right wins, the first person to be happy would be Vladimir Putin. Wow. Wasn't that nice? These guys are sick. Now, some on the right, and even some on the left, say that she's got a heck of a political mind. Right? Now, her party, not her, they only won by 4% of the vote in the last election. Now, she kind of had a great win, by the way. She's positioned herself that she's from the outside. She's positioned herself that she belongs to the party, but she's going to shake them up a bit. Political writer Federico Fubini, a critic of hers, but she said she was astute enough to sit out of the National Unity government that just collapsed, which created the big opening. The main reason why she's leading the polls, he said, is because she perceived at one time that she was not in power for at least 10 years, right, that ultimately she could switch it over by going to the conservative side of the world. Anyway, Maloney's poised to take office almost exactly 100 years after Benito Mussolini took power in Rome. She insists his ideologies in the past. Many Italians and Europeans hope she'll stick with her word. How did they consider Mussolini a conservative? They do it all the time. They try to paint the Nazis as conservatives. They try to say they were the conservative party of the day. It's not true. Do your homework and find out. It's really been irritating, but now it's out of control. How the left consistently accuses you and I of doing the things that they're doing. And have no problem doing, frankly. Doug Mastriani, not happy about Biden's team's night raids. Pennsylvania Republican candidate for Governor Doug Mastriani condemned the FBI's night raid against a prominent Catholic pro-life activist. Now, my understanding, too, he had already been tried for this in a state court. The judge threw it out, said he was within his rights. And then all of a sudden the DOJ shows up, right? 30 heavily armed FBI. Tell me they're not trying to make a statement, right? 30 of them came. I love this. Armed to arrest Hoek for shoving a pro-abortion activist who confronted his 12-year-old son outside an abortion clinic. Think about what they're able to do. Think about that fear. He said, I was in the Army for 30 years, and that's kind of the raid we do against known insurgents who are heavily armed, who are funded by the military-grade weapons. We sent about 30 or so special ops, many vehicles, and the only thing that was missing here was breaking down the door. They probably would have done that, too, had they had the time. Come and see your host. Don't go far. We'll talk about this a lot more on the other side of the break.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Matea, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Rope Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, not part of the problem. You know, time not to be part of the problem. All right. These nighttime rates. Early morning rates, whatever. I don't care. You know, no nighttime show, 5 o'clock in the morning. All right, yeah, 5 o'clock in the morning. Got it. But even so, these rates are uncalled for. Totally uncalled for. And you know it. Here's a guy with a bunch of kids. Right? Whether he owns guns or not is another thing. He's already been acquitted, if you would, of the charges. The judge said, this is ridiculous. He had every right to protect himself. And then the feds step in. And they don't even step in. I mean, the guy showed up for court, for state court. What makes you think he wouldn't show up for yours? Why not issue a subpoena or a summons or whatever it is you issue? No, you got to send 30 heavily armed. What are they afraid of? The 12 kids were going to start biting him to death or something, or biting them to death? And it's chilling. It's them sending a message. We don't care what the other side does. We only care what you do. We're going to arrest you for the things that the other side does as well. Really. These were military-grade weapons that these guys, they're police officers. And, you know, and frankly, I get they're doing their job, but shame on them. When do we start stepping up, not be worried about losing our jobs? Right? To do the right thing, to follow the Constitution. District Court in Philadelphia threw out the case against him. But that's not good enough for Joe Biden's team. That's not good enough for Joe Biden's FBI. You talk about weaponizing the DOJ. They have so many other things. They're going after this guy for shoving somebody. How many of those BLM, how many of those Antifa members who actually, they got the pictures of? How many of them that burnt those cars, burnt those buildings, punched people in the face? How many of those have they arrested? I'm just curious. So Joe Biden seemed to decide to use federal charges and send federal agents to enforce the law. Right? The retired military officer slammed the DOJ for not applying equal justice under the law. Where's the night rage against those left-wingers that had been burning down and vandalizing emergency crisis pregnancy centers? Where were they? They know who they are. Right? They're not interested. That's why. Where's the civil reaction against the horrible man in North Dakota running down a beautiful 18-year-old kid? Right? Over a disagreement. No. And he gets a light bail on top of it. He said, I renounce this. I'm calling for people, leaders of the FBI, to throw the BS. Throw the BS out. Throw the BS flag up when they see this here. Somebody's got to, I just said that, somebody's got to step up. Somebody's got to get involved. Somebody has to engage. If you don't believe that the FBI is being used as a bully pulpit by Joe Biden, you know, remember something. They'll eventually come for you. That simple. Although Shapiro's outspent him, labeled him an extremist, Mastriano remains hopeful. He says, look, I'm extreme when it comes to defending the American people. Yeah. Isn't that funny now? You're an extremist for not towing the line. What do you think of that? Amazing. It's sick, actually. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me see. Oh, this is an awkward moment. You know, President Biden, he created some, well, interesting moments on Monday as he hosted the 2021 World Series champion Atlanta Braves at the White House. He compared the team to himself at low poll numbers in one of the history's greatest turnarounds. He alluded to the 2020 presidential election. But it was when he took a photo with the team that disturbed many. That sent many into it like a little tizzy. Biden was just standing there when someone had to remind him that they were taking a photo. Right? And if you see the picture, he gets up and he's facing them and he's kind of not really paying attention. Somebody had to point him in the right direction. Then out of nowhere, he looks around the room. He calls for everybody under 15 to join him up on the stage. The video, I'm telling you, if the video doesn't make you uncomfortable when you see it, there's something wrong with you. And kids have radar. They know when something ain't quite right. Kids have a radar that goes off when adults are weird. You could tell another person said that this comes days after Biden pointed to a woman in a crowd and said she was 12 and I was 30. What the heck? Does he know who he's talking to? No, really, does he know who he's talking to? It's just... it's just amazing to me. And nobody says anything. Nobody on the left says anything about how creepy he is. Remember they went nuts? I think Trump had a picture of his daughter when she was really young, really pretty. Very pretty young lady. I think he said something along the lines of, man, if I wasn't your daughter, I mean, if I wasn't your dad 20 years younger, I would have gone after you at the time. Really? And that drove them nuts. This guy sniffs the hair of 12-year-olds and women. This guy talks about kids touching him. I don't mean touching his private parts, but I mean kids run with him at the pool. Remember touching the hair on his legs? How creepy. Why? Why tell that story? How creepy do you want to be? Or do you want to be known to be, right? And then, back to the guy that that they raided his home, Mark Hoke. He was shackled. Why? He didn't have to be shackled. He showed up for the other hearings. What made him think he wouldn't do this one? And why did Merrick Garland send? Can you imagine him as a Supreme Court justice? We dodged that bullet big time. Just the other day, an 84-year-old pro-lifer was shot at Lake Odessa, Michigan. That was on September 20th. One of the local volunteers from Lake Odessa shot while going door-to-door in the community. Right? The 84-year-old victim said that she was shot in the back shoulder while leaving a resident during a heated conversation, and that the man who shot her was not a part of her conversation. The victim doesn't even know the identity of the motive of her shooter. The victim is still recovering from her gunshot. She didn't want showing her name out. She's afraid. Now, the case is being investigated by the Michigan State Police, who will forward the investigation to Iona County Prosecutor Attorney Office. If you think about that, where's the FBI there? Where's the police storming the person's house there? Right? Biden hasn't sent any of the FBI to the real criminals. We can go over a whole list of them. They're not going to, come on, stop it, some of you. You're funny. Not going to do anything against his son. You're not going to see, unless they really feel that they have to throw him under the bus, and even then that won't last long, you're not going to see Hunter Biden in prison. You think? A Christian graphic designer, Lori Smith, has been told by the lower court that she has to disregard the religious beliefs when she's doing designs. And she should have to, well, she's the owner of 303 Creative outside of Denver. She's taken on a new Colorado law that forces her to create messages that violate her religious beliefs. If Smith doesn't win the case, all Americans could be jeopardized in this situation. Right? Smith said that she prayed about it. She felt like she didn't have a choice. She has to stand for free speech. You don't have to have the same views on marriage as me to understand the importance and the significance of a right to speak freely. The right to speak freely is guaranteed to all of us, she said. The government is not a place to threaten people simply because it doesn't hold the same views. She says, it's been a very long 6-year journey, and I'm so incredibly grateful to the Alliance Defending Freedom and for the United States Supreme Court that they're taking up the case to protect the rights of Americans. This ought to be interesting. You know, I never understood. I'll have to ask Brad Dacus when I'm on tomorrow. I don't understand why they don't read the comments of our founding fathers when it comes to this kind of thing. What they felt about free speech. Second Amendment, another thing. There's a tonnage of documentation. Don't see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.